Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, July 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, following a 16-month undercover investigation, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Undercover Narcotics Detectives and the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force made 29 arrests in the Lake Wales area and obtained 3 arrest warrants related to the trafficking, sale, and possession of illegal narcotics in what they like to call Operation Bell Gang Blues. During the investigation, detectives and agents executed search warrants at 8 locations across Southeast Polk County, filing 301 total felony and 134 total misdemeanor charges against the suspects. Altogether, the suspects have 645 previous charges, including 314 prior felonies and 331 prior misdemeanors. Confiscated items include firearms, marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, ecstasy, THC candy, heroin, and oxycodone, totaling to an estimated street value of $283,820. Great job, PCSO. Your local events, Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast, and they invite you to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us around the clock. Today is Fun Friday at Heritage Park in downtown Wauchula. Weather permitting, come on down and enjoy a variety of fun outdoor activities brought to you by Main Street Wauchula. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If you'd like to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy, or they can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, First Southern Bank is looking for a bank teller, a high school diploma or GED, 3 years of cash handling, and 1 year of banking experience are preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a human resources associate. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and be at least 21 years of age. Previous experience in healthcare, mental health, or behavioral health is a plus. And Florican ESA is still looking for a warehouse material handler, a high school diploma or GED, and the ability to safely operate a forklift or skid steer are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy County. Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you may message us on our Facebook page, whichever you may find the easiest. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Partly sunny, 90 degrees out, feels like 102, 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds west-northwest at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 7. Humidity is extremely humid, 63%. The dew point 76, cloud cover 46%. Visibility was 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain, heat index values up to 110. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Saturday, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with an 80% chance of rain. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Commissioner Nikki Fried and the Florida Department of Agriculture is strongly encouraging Floridians to consider adding a fuel plan to annual hurricane preparations. That's because surges in consumer demand due to hurricanes can cause disruptions in Florida's fuel distribution system. The FDA recommends keeping all vehicles at least half filled during hurricane season, keeping at least one vehicle filled at the earliest prediction of a storm, pre-purchasing fuels for generators at the start of hurricane season, and using a gas stabilizer to keep it fresh and ready to use. New federal grants will help teachers across the country integrate food and agriculture sciences into their classes. Funds will also encourage students to explore career paths in food and agriculture and help them find mentors. The USDA has invested $6.2 million in these professional development agriculture grants for teachers in kindergarten through grade 14. A week after Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced pandemic relief for loggers and timber haulers, he now says there is more to come for agriculture in the weeks ahead. According to Agriculture.com, an additional $2.4 billion is on the USDA's list for action this summer, including $700 million for biofuel producers and $980 million in dairy supports. Vilsack says the goal of this is to get as much of this done in 2021 as possible.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's SNS Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The U.S. House has already passed the Farm Worker Modernization Act that would give legal status to undocumented workers and allow H-2A guest workers to work year-round in certain ag sectors. The bill is supported by more than 300 agricultural groups, but the Senate has yet to come up with its own bill to move the legislation forward. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently told the Senate Judiciary Committee that a modernized guest worker system is needed to address farm worker shortages.
It starts with the cumbersome process that requires multiple applications, not the use of digital technology to make it simpler and easier. And that discourages or makes it more difficult to get the workforce on a timely basis. To the extent that we have a stable and secure system that's predictable, it allows farmers and ranchers and producers to plan expansion opportunities, allows them to be as efficient as profitable as possible. It also creates the protections for workers and ensures that there's an adequate wage, decent housing, and things of that nature for our farm workers who work incredibly hard.
The president of the National Pork Producers Council also told the committee that packing plants could actually shut down and production costs will increase if something isn't done to increase foreign workers. She said the H-2A visa program currently does not meet pork producers' year-round needs. Florida and Georgia are among the top states using H-2A guest workers. They, along with North Carolina, California, and Washington, account for about 55% of all H-2A jobs.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks higher on Wall Street after a day of muted trading, preserving their gains for the week. And the S&P 500 emerged from a midday slump to end with a gain of 0.2%. Even though most stocks in the S&P fell, gains for several tech heavyweights, including Apple and Microsoft, pushed the index higher. The NASDAQ added 0.4%, while a measure of small company stocks lost 1.5%. Trading subdued as investors reviewed the latest corporate earnings and a surprise increase in the number of unemployment filings. The Dow was up 25 points today to 34,823. The NASDAQ gained 52 points to 14,684. The S&P added 8 to 4,367. New York oil rose $1.61, closing at $71.91 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. After winning the NBA Finals and being crowned the Finals MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo pulled an all-nighter and headed to a local fast food restaurant. He ordered a 50-piece nugget to commemorate his 50 points in his Game 6 NBA Finals win over Phoenix.
I'm going to Chick-fil-A, fellas. That's going to be my order. 50-piece... Chick-fil-A nuggets with
half Sprite, half lemonade, no ice, please.
The Buck star went live on Instagram to document his Wednesday morning fast food run, which included the Larry O'Brien and Finals MVP trophies sitting in his lap. Texas and Oklahoma have had discussions with the Southeastern Conference about leaving the Big 12. The Houston Chronicle is reporting the two schools have talked about switching conferences with SEC officials, but no formal invitations have been extended. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and the two schools all declined comment, but did not deny the report either. This is Esser in Sports. Interleague play saw the Yankees beat the Phillies 6-5. Yankees pinch hitter Ryan LaMarre delivered the game-winning single in the 10th.
When I saw they brought the infielder in, you know, I was just looking for something out over the plate. You know, I know he's got a sinker and a changeup, so I was just looking for something I could lift to the outfield. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get a pitch to do it on.
Kansas City beat Milwaukee 6-3. It was Colorado 6-3 over Seattle. In the National League, San Diego beat Atlanta 3-2. The second game of the doubleheader was suspended by rain in the middle of the fifth. The Padres leading 5-4. They'll pick that up at a later date. New York blanked Cincinnati 7-0. It was Arizona 6, Pittsburgh 4, Miami 3-1 over Washington in 10 innings. St. Louis went to 10 to beat Chicago 3-2. San Francisco doubled up L.A. 4-2. American League finals, Tampa Bay 5, Baltimore 4, Detroit 4-2 over Texas, Boston 7, Toronto 4, Cleveland 5, Houston 4, Minnesota 7-2 over Chicago. Hall of Fame college football coach Bobby Bowden announced Wednesday that he has a terminal medical condition. The 91-year-old said, "I've always tried to serve God's purpose for my life, and I'm prepared for what is to come because of my faith in Christ." This is Esser in Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. No other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Or if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, desperate times call for desperate measures. So I sold my car for gas money. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and remember to stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.